And I think on that, I can't understand why we're still teaching these languages, you know, like French and Japanese. I mean, beautiful languages as they are,
with
but
hardly acknowledging where we're from and
why
our
can't we be learning, you know, Kaurna or other Aboriginal languages in our schools when, you know, and people, when are you going to speak them? Well, when are you going to speak French? I mean, you know.
Perhaps you might go to France.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I've found, like, since I have learned some language from Tamaru, when I go around the city and I see all these signs, I can read them and understand them now.
Exactly right.
That's a really positive thing too, isn't it? That all of the parks and all of the local places have dual names now.
And even on the bus stops or the trams, it has the Kaurna land alternative name. So,
I like the city connector. It says, you're going past Tarnamba.
No, that one came to mind as well. But a lot of all the new developments within the parklands have a lot of the Kaurna language there now as well. But I still think that we have a long way to go. I would still, you know, I want to see place names changed.
Yeah.
And people referring to them as those names.
Yeah.
So you wrote some songs.
Yeah, we wrote a couple of songs about what we were talking about.
And was it the three of you, you two and Tamaru, that got together?
Generally I would be brought in, I would come in and work one morning a week, and whatever they had been talking, and Tamaru would come on a different day. And then I'd come in and be like, so what have you guys been doing this week? What have you been talking about? What have you been learning? Have you seen Tamaru? What's he been doing with this? And then they can sort of explain it to me firsthand. And
the kids tell.
That's the idea. And I would go in with no prior knowledge about any of the stuff that they're learning about. And then they could teach it to me, and then I could just put it to music in a way that would work lyrically, and then we'd be able to sing it. And through that, then I've learnt as well. Like, we got you were saying about Namani, Mani Napudni, the kids were saying that every morning. And I was like, what is that? What does that mean? Like, I'm hearing it. I don't know what it means. I don't know what you guys think. And they would sort of say, yeah, it's like what we say to welcome each other, right? Which I think in we say in English is hello, it's good that you came, right? So
I said to Ned, what about a bit of a song that's got a bit of a gentle laid back feel, because we'd done a couple of songs, one was a rap song, one was a pop song. So I would just say that to Ned. Yeah. And Ned's got this incredible ability to compose music like on the spot.
Yeah, most of it's pretty intuitive and prompted sort of music, because then there's no mucking around. So this was one that we got. Namani, Mani Napudni. Namani, Mani Napudni. And then we go, hello, it's good that you came. Hello, that you came.
That's lovely.
And we sort of start every session with that, because it's a nice way to begin.
Yeah, and it makes everyone feel welcome and happy. And for children who are, you know, 2, 3, 4, that's the age group that we've worked with, they can sing that and they can go home and sing that. So you sounded really surprised before, Sue, when I said that we wrote these songs with the children, that it wasn't Ned, Tamaru, and the teachers, but it was. Do you want to let me know why?
Well, just because it's a traditional way, isn't it?
Yeah, of thinking about children and their capabilities as well, that they
exactly.
would be able to.
So we've sort of created a bit of this power team where I've got this knowledge of composition, and Mel's got the passion of, you know, creating things with the kids, and Tamaru's got the knowledge of the Kaurna people, and the kids have got. They're really into it, and it's something that they can use. So we put it all together, and we've got all this great stuff.
I've been very fortunate to travel over to Italy, to Reggio Emilia, to study the Reggio Emilia Educational Project. And they are known worldwide for being leaders in early childhood education. And from that, we understand that children are social constructivists and very able to co-construct learning and knowledge. So this, the way that we work with NED is really based on that model that they have in these schools in Reggio Emilia, of working with an artist, which they refer to as an atelierista. And as a musician, Ned is an artist. So when he works with us, it's not as a performer or as an entertainer. He isn't there to do the work for us. He's there to work alongside of us, alongside of the children and the teachers. So, yeah, we'll say to Ned, this is what we're learning about. So we were learning about sustainability and trying to just... that basic thing that you do with children about which bin is for what. Now, that to me is an incredibly boring topic to have to teach, but it's also quite necessary. So I said to Ned, let's get you in and we can have a bit of fun with this. And after the first session with the children, we were talking about what goes in, you know, the red bin. And they're just sitting there. And Ned said to me, I don't think they've got a clue what goes in which bin.
They've got no idea.
And I said, no, that's why you're here. Do you want to play the song that we came up with? So with the children saying, oh, which bin things go in, we had all the words that we wrote down and then Ned came up with the music.
Yeah, also I think it's important to mention that I've never done kids' music as such before. Like, I've done a lot of rock and roll and like folk stuff, and so a lot of the songs aren't kiddie songs.
Yeah.
But so they are, but they're fun to sing. So we've got this. Rubbish bin rap, everybody clap, clap, clap. This is the rubbish bin rap, everybody clap, clap, clap. Where does my plastic go? And then they go, in the red bin it goes. Oh yeah, we got there. Where does my food scraps go? In organics they go. Where does my paper go?
In the paper bin it goes.
That's right. So it's call and response was like a big thing, because it's you know, inclusive, and we've got the clap clap claps and everything.
And I have to say, that is, of all the songs we've done, I think that is often the most favorite that they like.
Yeah, especially the boys really get into
they
that
do one. They really love it.
Yeah. Which actually is pretty, you know, sometimes it's hard to get the boys like into the music stuff and like involved in the sessions, because they want to like run around and stuff. But
and I think that's really been cool. You know, such a great thing about having Uncle Tamaru and having Ned, you know, having some males coming in, because early childhood is very dominated by females. Like, so lots of the boys, we used to see them running around with big blocks, you know, strumming away on the block going, I'm Ned, and singing. Or the parents were telling me that their children were always singing these songs and saying that they were Ned. So
yeah, it might be the first time that they've seen a guitar, a lot of them. The first early sessions, I sort of let them feel it or just tell them what does what. They're very interested because I've never seen a guitar in the flesh before. I'm very happy to talk about it.
Some of the time I've had to act as Ned's bodyguard, because when he arrives, they're so excited.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, okay, everyone remember the rule? No touching Ned's guitar. And Ned would be like to me, or Ned.
Yeah, they get a big head going into the centres.
Because so they
feel like a bit of a rock star there.
Well, I think that is the thing about young children, is that they are so excited about life, about people. Mm. They have no inhibitions, no preconceived ideas about, well, they just are so lovely to work with, because they do. They love you, they embrace you, they welcome you. They're keen for every day.
And learning by fun.
That's right. So maybe we could talk about how we created, or you created, the Woodley song, and that really was the children describing to you what a Woodley was.
Yeah. Do you know, familiar with Woodleys?
No.
Well, Mel, you could probably explain it better.
So, well, Uncle Tamaru taught us how to build a Woodley, which is a simple shelter, just using big sticks and then hanging the like gum leaves around them so that you could be sheltered inside. So then we thought it would be nice if Ned could create a song, and with the help of the children he came up with this beautiful ballad.
Yes, so I would go like, because same deal, I'd go in not knowing what a woodley is, and then writing the song the more I learn about it. So I'd go, what is it, what's it made from? They go, well, it's made from bark. It's got bark and sticks and leaves, and what? Why has it got leaves? What to stop the rain from getting in, and all of that. So it went, It's built from sticks and bark and leaves. Won't you come and sit with me? Very warm we all will be, inside outwardly. Leaves will keep us dry at night. When it starts to rain outside, very safe we all will be, inside outwardly.
That's beautiful.
And there's always a point where they can catch on and try and make a nice little hook or something that's easy to sing. So I'm like, well, if you can't sing all of the verses, just come in with inside outwardly. Yeah. That way everyone can get involved. But because we do it continuously over the weeks, and the kids, you know, like the tune, by the end of it, they're all really singing it out. I'm proud. And it's great.
How good is it having young little ones telling older people what you know, all about things? That's so good.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah. That's what I was blown away with, how vocal and confident they were with what they were talking about, because they actually understood. And this was just sort of like a tool to enforce the understanding a little bit through the music, you know, because you can talk about it, but it's much easier to sing a song over and over than it is to talk about something. So it's kind of an interesting tool.
I've been very lucky to have Ned coming in and working with me. So when he first started working with me, he was still at school. And I think that was something that you said too about your relationship with the children.
Yeah, because I was like, well, it wasn't actually that long ago that I was in early learning or reception. So I've been only about a couple of years. So I remember what it was like. I remember how you were feeling, and especially the little dudes as well. Like, I know what it was like being a young guy, so it was pretty, I found it pretty easy to connect with them and at the same time work with the adults, but mainly with the children was sort of the you know, the way that I wanted to approach it, was just talk with the kids and through the kids rather than be instructed through the teachers.
And that's how I wanted it to be as well, because obviously they see us all the time, and so I would just say to Ned, or the other teachers would say to Ned, you know, this is something we're thinking about doing, take it away.
Yeah, and they did. It was all pretty organic, like in the sessions that we do, it's just sort of, nothing's really planned, but there is a kind of intended outcome. You know, so as long as whatever we
and it
do,
works.
Yeah, as long as we sort of get to that intended outcome, then it's a success in learning.
When I was a kid, we had to sing God Save the Queen in assemblies.
Right.
And I always said, sent her to Victoria, happy with Gloria.
Right.
That's how much it meant to me.
Yeah.
Because the Queen.
I think that I sang the same thing too. Like, I didn't really understand it either.
No, she had nothing to do with me, and neither did Victoria, so I thought she might as well go there.
Very true.
And how much meaning does that have?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, music is such a powerful language.
Yes.
That doesn't sound like it was very powerful at all.
Well, no, but I'd sing it loudly.
Yeah. We've had a great time working together, haven't we, Ned?
Yes.
It's been awesome speaking to you both.
Thank you for having us.